Welcome to the Beth Yeshua Podcast. For teachings and more, go to www.bethyeshua.org.
Hi. Hey, guys. Long time no see. It's nice to see you. Shalom, shalom. My name is Josh, for those of you who don't know me. Hi. Nice to meet you. Let's pray, and I would just ask you to intercede that God's words would come out of me and His words alone. I desire to love you, God, with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength. I desire for your Holy Spirit to lead me and guide me. I'm asking for you, Father, to make me a vessel that's acceptable and pleasing to you, that you would use me however you see fit. God, we know the power of your word. We know that it's alive. We know that it pierces deep into the deepest parts of us. And so, Father, we acknowledge these truths, and we know that this is more than just a time to hear words. This is a time for our heart, soul, and our mind, and our strength, and everything that's inside of us to be turned towards you in love. We say yes to you. Yes to you. Father, that your kingdom would come, that your will would be done right here. Even as it is in the highest heavens, even in that dramatic picture that we have around the throne as night and day beings cry out your holiness and they pour their love out on you and their worship out on you, God, we desire to enter into your perfect will for this moment in this earth reality. Whatever you have ordained, God, whatever you have decided in heaven, we say yes. Let us be in unity with you. As I read through the parasha this week, I was reminded of the book of Hebrews, where it says that all of this is just a shadow. The Levitical order, even the tabernacle, the Holy of Holies, with the presence of the living God in it, a shadow. A shadow of the heavenly reality. I think sometimes that we think that this is real. I think sometimes we think that we could only worship if there was music. I think sometimes we think that we need chairs. I think sometimes we think we need a scroll. I think sometimes we think we need a sound system. These things are a shadow, and our shadow is actually based on another shadow. That shadow is based on another shadow. So this is a third removed shadow. All we need is Him. All of it, the tabernacle, all of it, was just a picture of the intimacy that we see in the book of Isaiah and the book of Revelation. All of it is just a picture of the future intimacy. And so if all of this isn't helping us get our eyes on Him, then it's actually become idolatrous. It's become something that distracts rather than pointing to us. We can't be pulled into the shadow thinking somehow that it is the real thing. Because we've read the accounts, I'm sure you have, and if you haven't, Book of Revelation 4, Isaiah chapter 6, read the accounts of what it looks like in heaven. That is our destiny. Intimacy, face to face with a living God of fire. And for a moment today, I felt like I could taste just the edge of His glory. as we loved him together with song. But someday, to see him face to face, no veil. Wow. Leviticus 16. I was reading through this and I was thinking, how hungry our God must be for intimacy. Right, you see this, guys? Like he tells Aaron, he says, you've got to go through this and then this and then this and then this and then this. And then you've got to have incense covering over the atonement seat. Otherwise, I will destroy you. And yet he does prescribe it. He sets it up so that Aaron can actually go in intimacy with the living God. And we're told in the book of Hebrews that this is just a shadow. That the tabernacle is just a shadow. This is in fact why Moshe, this is why Moses had to make it exact. Because he wasn't just coming up with some structure in which to worship God. It was built based on the heavenly dimensions. I think of those little model airplanes I made when I was a kid, right? And it was like, what, 1/32nd scale or 1/64th or whatever. It was, you know, just tiny little airplane. Then you see the big airplane over at the air show and you're like, whoa. This is a shadow. Our Torah service is a shadow. Our songs, even when they are deep in intimacy, are just a shadow. Not that we shouldn't pursue him, but I'm just saying that our eyes have to be off of the shadow. Let's be diligent to have our eyes off the shadow. This is just a shadow. You know, I feel sometimes like Messianic Judaism is very swift to launch back into Judaism. I don't have problems with the structures that are man-made, but I do if they keep our eyes off of Jesus. All of these structures, all of the things that we build up, they can either be worship or they can distract our hearts. And you can feel it on people. Have you ever felt this? Have you felt it when somebody was just going through the motions in a service and their heart was far from God? It reminds me of that passage. Where is that? Like in Amos, where God says, stop it with your festivals. Stop it. Isaiah? These are the festivals that he gave us, and he says, knock it off, because when you come, your hearts are so far from me. This is like noise in my ears. We don't want that, right? We want to be lovers of him. So all of this is only good if it points us towards intimacy with the living God. Anything is only good for us if it points us to the reality rather than the shadow. So the Lord spoke to Moses, this is Leviticus 16, after the death of the two sons of Aaron, who died when they approached the Lord. They brought their own fire, right? I was just thinking, as a brief aside, we're going through the counting of the Omer. We're interceding, right? We're praying. And the picture that we see in heaven of what those prayers look like is incense, right? Rising before God. The prayers of those who love him rising before him like incense. And there's incense in here which covers the atonement seat. And it's the incense of intercession. And once again, it's with his fire. They're to take coals from his fire, God's fire. And that's what starts the incense. Our best efforts at intercession are just words and vain repetition unless we are filled by the Ruach. Unless the Holy Spirit of the living God, who is living flame, right? Seven living flames that go out through the earth is the Spirit of the living God. And unless he lights us on fire, we're just trying to create our own. You know, it feels like those old photos of, you know, Boy Scouts, and they, you know, they got the little bow thing and it's wrapped around the stick, and or even better, it's like Elijah making fun of the prophets. Hey, maybe your God's asleep. Maybe you should scream louder. You know, cut yourselves. Do something really incredible. Maybe he's just gone. Maybe, you know, he'll be back after a lunch break. And then he says, God, let your glory come. Fire. So, that's just an aside. Let's be lit on fire by the Holy Spirit as we pray and we intercede, because there is much intercession to be done. The Lord said to Moses, tell your brother Aaron not to come whenever he chooses into the most holy place behind the curtain in front of the atonement cover on the ark, or else he will die. Because I appear in the cloud over the atonement cover. And this is how Aaron is to enter the sanctuary area with a young bull for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. He's to put on the sacred linen tunic with linen undergarments next to his body. He's to tie the linen sash around him and put on the linen turban. All of this latched onto even by the Mormons, right, with the linen garments. And they want to get so close to him, and they're just following the shadow. If we were wanting intimacy with God and we thought we had to dress up like Aaron and light things on fire, we're missing it. We're worshiping at the throne of a shadow. And isn't it so strange? I mean, we go into services where we expect to worship God, as if somehow being in a building is going to turn us towards the reality of intimacy with a living God. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm in a large church building and they've got stuff going on, I get distracted from the living God. I have to actually say to my soul, like we did today, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Take authority, because God has given us this incredible gift of a will. Isn't that incredible that he would do that? That he would allow us choice? That we could choose to say to ourselves, worship God now. Do it. Shut up, flesh. Shut up. Love God. I love him. From the Israelite community, he's to take two male goats for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. Aaron's to offer the bull for his own sin offering to make atonement for himself and his household. And on and on and on, the lists of sacrifices and exactly what to do, and the goat that's led out and the one that's sacrificed, and putting his hand on it and confessing the sins of the people so that there'd be intimacy. And on and on and on and on and on. And it says in the book of Hebrews, this is just a shadow. And now we have Yeshua the Messiah, the living high priest, who has offered himself as final sacrifice once and for all. So that right now, right, us, have you considered this? How insane it is, us. Think about all the ways you blew it this week. Think about how ridiculous it is that we can go face to face with God right now. I could shut up and we could go face to face with God right now. Wouldn't that be incredible? For me to shut up would be incredible too, right? But I'm just saying, for us to get face to face with him whenever we want, who are we? It's who he is. It's who Yeshua is. Can we just read a little bit of the book of Hebrews? I encourage you this week to meditate on this. I feel as if, and it's even in here, it's in the book of Hebrews, he's saying to them, I shouldn't have to explain this to you, right? He's saying, like, you know, this is kind of milk. We should be moving on to meat and potatoes, right? And then he goes on into some of the best meat and potatoes in the Word. I mean, there's a real beauty in the book of Hebrews as he gives glory to Yeshua over and over and over again. And he says, the law, a shadow. The earthly tabernacle, a shadow. The temple, even when it's rebuilt in all of its glory, a shadow compared to the book of Revelation, when we see a living God surrounded in rainbows with creatures that are fearsome and scary crying out Kadosh. I mean, can you imagine? I would want my voice to be as loud as their voice, but their voices shake the foundation of heaven. Wow. That's what we will participate in. Hebrews chapter 8. The point of what we're saying is this. We do have such a high priest. We have a priest like Melchizedek. We have a priest like the King of Righteousness. We have a priest not of the old Levitical order. We have a new priest, a permanent high priest, a perfect high priest who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven. I mean, just think about this. There's a Jewish man on the throne of heaven. It's insane because we don't think about it like that. We think that, like, you know, Yeshua is like in this glorified body. It's still a body. He's still attached somehow to it. It's incredible to think about it. And he's the first fruits of that resurrection, and we're going to have those bodies, and we're going to be there in heaven. You know, Misty Edwards sings this song, and it almost sounds blasphemous at first. It's like she sees the throne of God. She sees the throne of God, and there's a man on the throne. And we think, like, what? Really? Oh, how God has bound himself and in love to us to tie himself to human form so that he could come and be the sacrifice that we could not. Wow. I mean, this is just too fantastical for words. It's fantastical is not a word, right? Okay. Sure. That's why it's too fantastical for words. I got to make up words.
I was just going to add that to my dictionary.
Fantastical? Just type it in.
Since you're a teacher.
Sure. Please don't. And who serves in the sanctuary. The sanctuary. The true tabernacle set up by the Lord, not by man. Can you imagine a tabernacle built by the hand of the living God? Or maybe just by his breath, because, right, he speaks things into existence. Every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. This is what Aaron had to do. And so it was necessary for this. One, also to have something to offer. So Aaron couldn't come whenever he wanted. He had to have something to offer. He had to offer not only for himself, but also for the people, right? And he had to have this offering with him wherever he went. If he were on earth, he would not be a priest, for there are already men who offer the gifts prescribed by the law. They serve at a sanctuary that is a copy and shadow of what is in heaven. He's talking about the temple in Jerusalem as a copy, it's a shadow of what's in heaven. And think about this, guys. When the temple was destroyed, then the rabbis got together at the Council of Yavne and they said, what are we going to do? The temple is destroyed. Here goes our worship. And so they came up with our siddur, essentially. It's the reason that we have morning and afternoon and evening prayers, right? It was to be a shadow of the temple. And the temple is a shadow of the sanctuary. We don't get to be lost in this. This is a shadow of a shadow. It's a shadow of a shadow. And should we get lost in this, when we can actually just set this aside and come straight to him, crying, Abba, Father. So if this isn't pointing your eyes to intimacy with Yeshua, let it go. Let it go for a season till God gives you permission to take it back up. Because it's a shadow of a shadow. If coming to Beth Yeshua is onerous and an obligation, please stop for a while. Until God tells you to come. Because you could get lost in this shadow, right? I would much rather maybe you to have a real Shabbat at home and not have to schlep up here or down here, sideways to here. Because everybody's from all far away, right? That's okay. You know, if it's just me and Frank, we've had a service almost like that one time. I remember it was like 10:45 and it was me and Frank. We were just like, all right, let's sit down and pray. You know, it's just like, well, it's okay. It's all right. You know, obedience to him. Eyes locked on him, right? Above every other shadow. Let's just make sure that our shadows we know are just shadows and that they're only tools to help us, to point us. Just read some more about this. They serve, these priests serve at a sanctuary that is a copy and a shadow of what is in heaven. This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle. See to it that you make everything according to the pattern shown to you on the mountain. It's because it was the pattern of the heavenly reality. But the ministry that our Yeshua has received is as superior to theirs. So his ministry as the high priest is so far superior that it's like this new covenant is so far superior. This covenant is he's the mediator of a superior one. Superior to the old one, and it is founded on better promises. For if there had been nothing wrong with that first covenant, no place would have been sought for another. But God found fault with the people, and he said, the time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt. because they did not remain faithful to my covenant, and I turned away from them, declares the Lord. Now this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds, and I will write them on their hearts. I will be their God. Do you feel his longing for intimacy? And they will be my people, and no longer will somebody have to teach somebody or his neighbor or his brother saying, know the Lord, because they're going to know me from the least of them to the greatest. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. By calling this covenant new, he has made the first one obsolete. And what is obsolete and aging will soon disappear. And then the worship in the earthly tabernacle is just a picture of the reality, right? I mean, like we read Book of Revelation. Yeah, okay, it was really neat that we had like this big golden menorah. That's nothing compared to the Spirit of the living God on fire by the feet of God as a golden lampstand. I mean, let's read. Where is that? And I looked, and there was before me a door standing open in heaven, and the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet. Yeshua's voice is like a trumpet. Whoa. Come up here, I will show you what must take place after this. At once I was in the Spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. This is the reality, not the picture. This is the reality, not the shadow. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian, and a rainbow resembling an emerald. What? Encircled the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them 24 elders. They were dressed in white. They had crowns of gold on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder. Before the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. Also before the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. Wherever God walks, it turns to an ocean of crystal underneath him. It's insane. Do you remember this? When he's on the mountain and he calls up the elders of Israel, and they walk up onto this sea of glass and eat with him. It's a little unnerving. Wow. In the center around the throne were four living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in front and back. I mean, you get the picture. This is the reality, right? So let's let our eyes be focused on the reality. Let's let our hearts be focused on the reality. And everything that we do, let's make sure that our eyes are focused on the reality. You know, I used to say every week when the Torah scroll would go around, make sure your eyes are on Yeshua. Make sure your eyes are not on the scroll. I mean, like, because we could just take my little NIV and we could parade it around. Right? Because this is the Word of God. And we can honor Yeshua with our hearts with this. So let's not be lost in the shadow. I have nothing against our Torah scroll, but I know that when things are beautiful, our hearts get attached. Our hearts get attached to the physical reality, to the shadow. It's what we are as people. It's what we do, guys. Those of you who are Jewish in this room, I'm sorry, but that's even your spiritual predisposition. We can break that in Yeshua's name. We don't want that one, that our hearts cling to almost everything else. It's easy for our hearts to cling to things. We just have to make sure. So I'd encourage you, honestly, like on any given Shabbat, as the service is going, because the service is just a shadow of a shadow of a shadow, you know, take each part of it and say, God, is there anything in this that my heart has attached to rather than being rerouted, redirected to the reality, to the living intimacy that I can have with you? Are my eyes on people? Are my eyes on chairs? Are my eyes on whatever? Or are they on Yeshua? God, we ask for your focus. We know that this is a focus of love and a hunger that only you can put inside of us. You, Holy Spirit, you are the one, it says in your word, you are the one who can come and you can reveal to us in the deepest parts of us what the love of Messiah is, so that we'd be hungry to love you well, so that we'd be hungry to have our eyes on you. So we'd be hungry to walk in intimacy, so that your ways, your commandments would just be what we do because we're in love with you, because our eyes are on you. Yes, we do want to be at a place of intimacy with you, God, where you could guide us with your eyes. that you could just look in a direction and we would know and understand because we're face to face with you, in love with you. Father, free us from shadows if our heart has clung inappropriately to any shadow. If our hearts have clung to Messianic Judaism in any inappropriate way, we say, please, God, forgive us. If our hearts have clung to music in any inappropriate way, we say, please, God, forgive us. If our hearts have clung to dance in any inappropriate way and it hasn't led to intimacy with you, God, we say, please, forgive us. If our hearts have clung to the Torah scroll, if our hearts have clung to this physical building, please forgive us. You know, guys, a time is coming when we won't have the physical. You know this, right? A time is coming in the United States when they will be killing Jews again. And we will not be able to meet openly. We will not be able to meet freely. This time is coming. I believe it. I believe it. We won't have a building. We won't have a scroll. We will have intimacy with our God. Could we meet out in a random parking lot and find intimacy with God? Yes, we could. Yes, we could. It reminds me of the stories of this worship leader that went to the underground church in China. And he's like, I don't know how to speak Chinese. And the dude's like, don't worry about it. And he's like, don't worry about worship leading when I don't speak Chinese. Okay, sure. So he goes and there's this room of like 500 like underground church pastors in this one room. Like they're crazy. You know, they go through alleys and then they go under houses and like, you know, it's just crazy. And they're in this crazy thing. There's like one light bulb in the middle and there's like 500 people. And he's like, okay. Hits one chord on his guitar. It doesn't even matter that he's playing. Wah! They're just worshiping God. They don't care about him. He was just the starting pistol. You know, he's like, go, worship. I mean, like, he could have just, like, maybe not even brought his guitar. He could have just been like, all right, when I drop my hand, we're just going to worship. Go. I mean, think about that reality, guys, as the physical gets stripped from us. Are you going to be offended at God? Are you going to be grumpy when he takes away your car, when you don't have a house, when you've got a hide to live? Are you going to be upset because he took away your stuff? You don't need stuff. It's a shadow. This. You're going to be upset? When he says, be a martyr, this is a shadow. I can't wait for my real one. I can't wait to go for a real run. I mean, like, a real one. Or, like, I'm not ever tired. And God has to say, stop at some point, right? Yeah, I know. Me and you, Frank, we're going to go for a run in heaven.
Thank you, God. I'll be able to keep up with you.
That's right. You'll pass me, probably. Because he'll have already started running far before me. Well, maybe not. We'll see. God, we thank you. We thank you that this is a shadow. We thank you for the heavenly realities that are coming. We thank you for resurrected bodies that are coming. We thank you for your holy city, Jerusalem, as a golden square, 1,400 miles long, plunked down in the middle of the world. We thank you, God, for that reality. We thank you that there won't even be a need for the sun or the moon because your glorious radiance will be the light. God, you are the reality, and we're just so excited. We're so excited. Thank you for stirring up in us a hunger for the real.
Thank you.
God, we love you. We love you. We love you. Amen. I also want to encourage those of you who are Jewish to get your paperwork together. I'm serious. I know that it sounds a little bit insane. But I want you to get your paperwork together because we'll be there. We're going to get a nice big house. And you'll have your paperwork ready. You know what it reminds me of, guys? It reminds me of the beginning when people saw what Hitler was really all about. In the 30s. And there were the wise people who saw the signs of the times and they said, let's be ready. And they got everything that they needed. And when they left, they were able to leave. They were able to take their whole families. So I'm just saying, when it comes down to it, You've got a place in Israel. We'll meet you. You know, even if we got to, like, go to the beach north of Akko, you know, with, like, red-covered flashlights in the middle of the night, whatever, you know, two little signals or whatever, and then we'll grab you and smuggle you in. We got you. God's going to provide. But get your paperwork together. Why not? Have it ready. If you don't know what paperwork you need for Aliyah, come talk to me. Man, I know way too much about that right now. So, yeah. All right? All right. Let's rise, if we would, together. We're going to intercede, and I want to remind you of the intercession for the counting of the Omer. But we're also going to intercede for those who have passed away in Boston and many other places, unfortunately. And this is a prayer that his kingdom would come speedily and soon. Because honestly, guys, that's the only thing that's going to stop death, is for his kingdom to come and for death to be finally silenced. Our intercession for the counting of the Omer this week is week 4. Then Moses caused Israel to set out from the Sea of Reeds, and they came to Marah. The place is named Marah, or bitter, because the water here is bitter and undrinkable. But Marah is also where Israel learns greater obedience to God's word, and thereby gains a greater revelation of God. At Marah, God reveals himself as Adonai Rofecha, the Lord who heals you. So we're praying this week that our obstacles and our disappointments will bring us to greater knowledge of God. Doesn't it seem like this, that God shakes what can be shaken in our lives so that our hearts can stop clinging to shadows and cling to him? Especially to God as the healer. God as the healer of ourselves, our families, and our entire Messianic Jewish community. Amen. Father, we do pray that you would shake everything that needs to be shaken, God. That you would draw every heart to you in intimacy. God, we pray for your healing. Physical, spiritual, mental, emotional. God, let us be a whole people. Restored. The Kaddish is on page 28 and 29 in your siddur. Yit gedal v'yit kadash shemei rabba ba'alma divra kirote ve'amlich malchute בחייכון וביומכון ובחיי דכו בית ישראל בעגלה ובזמן קריב ואמרו אמן. יהי שמי רבה מברך לעולם עולמי עולמיה. יתברך וישתבח ויתפאר ויתרומם ויתנשא ויתהדר ויתעלה ויתהלל שמי דקדשה בריחו. Leila min kol birchata v'shirata tushbechata v'nechemata da'amiran ba'alma b'imru. Amen. Yehei shlama rabba min shemaya v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael b'imru. Amen. Osei shalom b'imrumav hu ya'ase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael b'imru. Amen. Glorified and sanctified be his great name in the world, which is created according to his will. May he cause the reign of his kingdom in your lifetime and in your days and in the life of all the house of Israel speedily, yes, soon, God, and say amen. Amen. May his great name be blessed forever and forever eternally, blessed and praised, glorified and exalted, extolled and honored, adored and lauded be the name of the Holy One. Blessed be he who is high above, he is far above all blessings and hymns and praises and consolations which are spoken in the world, and say amen. Not to be just hammering the point home, but do you see? Like, the reality is beyond any words that we could even express. Our words are just a shadow, not that we shouldn't offer them, but you know, I mean, like, us on our most heartfelt day is still just a drop in the bucket of what he deserves. He's the reality. together again on page 31 in English. May there be great peace from heaven and life for us and for all Israel, and say amen. He who makes peace in the heavenly realms, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. Amen. If you would gather with your families, please, for the Aaronic benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. May he actually look at you directly, face to face, and be gracious to you in that moment so that you are not consumed. Thank you, God. Thank you for the sacrifice of Yeshua by which we can boldly go to your throne. Thank you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Because everything else fades away when we see him face to face. Are all the other little still out there? Yeah, they're planting. Okay, so we'll do our blessing. Yevarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai panav alecha v'yichunecha, Yisoh Adonai panav alecha v'yasem lecha shalom. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach Sar Shalom, in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. He is the Prince of Peace. Amen. You may be seated.
Welcome to the Beth Yeshua Podcast. For teachings and more, go to www.bethyeshua.org.